Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you're serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Thanks be to God for this reading.
It's wonderful to be with you this evening. I bring blessings and greetings from Griffithstown Baptist Church again. It's always wonderful to come here. Now, of course, these guys don't know about what you've got in the morning now, do they? No, from the point of view, it's all the new things that you had. And so it's a mystery, isn't it? A mystery. But it was great to see that change. Let's pray to the Lord that he would come and minister to us. Dear Lord, we praise you and bless you and thank you that you are our God. And tonight, dear Lord, we come before your word. We ask, dear Lord, that you would feed us, you would encourage us, you would pour into our lives your blessing, dear Lord, from your word, that you would speak directly to our hearts and souls and minds. We would not go hungry this evening. Nor would we be satisfied, but rather we would be encouraged to have more, dear Lord, of you, more of your spirit in our lives, and more of the stories of Christ and what he is doing and what he will do and what he has done. Speak to us tonight, we would ask, dear Lord, in Christ Jesus' name. And God's people said, tonight, well, the whole day really has been about kingdom living. And whether or not we're willing to live in God's kingdom. We talked about Moses and what he could see and what he could touch. And we thought perhaps this morning we're in that sort of situation. And can we reach out for more? Can we reach out for more? But I don't know about you. We were talking a little about this before we came into the service. God wants his territory back. A lot of people say to me, and it really frustrates me, that it's not about numbers. It is about numbers. It is about numbers. But the point of view is we desire to see heaven full. I don't know about you, and I'm sure you're the same because I read your literature and I know you as a people. I'm sure you're the same as me. Your hearts must ache for our young people today. Ache for the fact is most of them probably are going to go to a lost eternity rather than a blessing in heaven. Most of the adults I'm sure you know around this area as it stands at the moment are going to a lost eternity rather than a blessing in heaven. And we as God's people, I shout, I scream to God on occasions, I weep to him, say, Lord, you have to do something about this. We can be available, can't we, as God's people? We can be available, we can be here, but he has to do it. He has to give a hunger in people's hearts. Tonight before we started, I was praying for the point of view. This place was like a huge vacuum cleaner, and it was sucking folk in, that they would come and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. They would come and hear about a message that would encourage them, would know that to say, like I said to you this morning, that they're an awesome people. If only they would know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're an awesome people. They can change the world. And we've heard testimonies, I'm sure, in the past of people who perhaps the world would not even consider and would think, what on earth is the point of this life, where those lives have changed everything. And that's the people we're in battle for in this area, in our lives, and the people that we meet. So be encouraged. I would ask that every meeting that you have, you see this place full. You see it bursting to overflowing, where you have to scream out to God like that child was crying this morning. Lord, give us more resources so we can build a bigger place. Build a bigger place. This is what we're about. God wants his territory back. You know, the devil has had his day. He has been defeated. I know that perhaps we are fighting him in this world, but he has been defeated. And God wants his territory back. But are you, as God's warriors in this world today, have a chat with Cheryl at the end. I'm embarrassed now. She's currently running a session with us. I'm sure you've heard of the lady, Lisa Bevere. She's got a thing called GWS, Girls with Swords. And I've been helping Cheryl with that. So I've been, well, there's been two of us men and the rest ladies going through this. And it's about empowering you and enabling you to have a sword to fight with. And this is what we need to do in our world, to fight, to win these people back. But if you've got a kingdom mindset, are you a warrior within that kingdom? And are you prepared to do what is required? One of the things I say to the men here tonight and others, and to you, if I ever come and provide you with a message that doesn't inspire you, perhaps you might get rebuked. Sometimes you might get exhorted. Perhaps you might feel a bit guilty, but never condemning. I ask the Lord, never condemning. But I would hate to give you a message where you would come to me at the end of the service and say, well, I thought it was all right. It was nice. That's not what this is about. It's about empowering you as God's people. And that's what's in my heart, my desire, because our Lord is such an awesome God, and he desires you to be an awesome people. And I pray that tonight that's what will be in your hearts, because you can do such fantastic things in this world if only you would have faith and belief. You see, the church today are so few people willing to be kingdom livers, people who are living in the kingdom. Fewer still are prepared to have success within the kingdom because so few are taught about it and understand it and what's given to us in God's word. God wants, you see, his territory back. And you, fortunately, some people may think unfortunately, you are God's chosen. Got to have an amen there. You are God's chosen. If you believe that you are God's child, if you believe and have experienced that you're won back, then why keep that to yourselves? And why keep God away from yourselves? Don't keep your minds aloof from Christ. Do not be afraid of him. You see, God wants the best for you. The very best. But don't keep that best away from your doors. Because I know many people think, well, I'm not worthy enough yet. That's true. I'm not good enough yet. That's true. But Christ makes you worthy. Christ provides you with the power. Christ transforms you. Christ makes you a holy people. Because he knows exactly who and what we're like. He met us at the beginning of time, for he created us. He knitted each one of you in your mother's womb. He knows exactly in who and what you are. But you know, he doesn't care, because he sees who you can be, who you should be, who he desires you to be. And that power and that transformation is available to you all, but how many of you grasp it? We are God's people. We're not in a club. Our existence is not here out of habit or duty. We're supposed to inhabit a place with a set of people who are in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, who welcomes the Holy Spirit, a people who are blood-bought, born again, a supernatural people, who live in a time, in a natural world, which means that you are a force to be reckoned with. For you have power and dominion over your life, your thoughts, and this world. You see, when Christ went to heaven and he sent his Holy Spirit, he gave you as an inheritance this world. It is for you to command, not the devil to command you. It is for you to take your inheritance and have control and purpose in this world. That is who and what you are. And this isn't blowing you up and saying, oh, look how important I am, because that brings responsibility. It means you are responsible for the people of this world who are in desperate need of you, desperate need of you. You are here for God's purpose, to act his will, to play out God's plan and not our own. You are God's people. You're here to reflect the values and morals of God in this world that he has given you. You see, God wants a kingdom where his people inhabit, so his decisions can be played out amongst his people. If you want to know God and his kingdom, his will and his purpose, because many people get really mixed up over this, I know this is a big example, but all you got to do is go in here. Go in here. I know I've told you before. Oh, what's God's plan and will for my life? Did you feed me? Did you give me something to drink? Did you put a cloak over my back because I was cold? Did you tend me when I was sick? Did you visit me in prison? And that doesn't necessarily have to be physical prison. It can also be a prison in people's minds and their homes. That is who we are about. If you want to know God's will, if you want to know where to start from, then it's in His Word, available. It's easy. It's not complicated. We love to make it complicated, but it is not complicated. God has called you. God has sacrificed His all for you. God has set in motion plans for His blessing for your lives so that you would be a blessing to others. We can either accept them and be in the kingdom of God, or we can ignore them and then God will ignore us. It says in God's Word, if we're lukewarm, you see, God can do something with somebody who's cold and hard or somebody who's on fire. But what does He do to those who are lukewarm? That's it. He says in God's Word, He spews them out of His mouth. He spits them out of His mouth. I pray to God that He doesn't see me as that, but rather He would do something in my life. I don't know about you, but I'm in need of a Savior in the things that are in my life. And I know this world is in need of a Savior. Jesus came to restore everything that was taken from us in the Garden of Eden. Isn't it about time we started as God's people to walk in Christ's domain? Isn't it about time that we started to live a life which has authority? We claim that we start to embrace the blessings and promises that God has given us in His Word. Who rules in your life? Who rules in this church, in this neighborhood? Is it the devil or is it God? Is it darkness or light? Is it hatred or love? Is it disruption and anger, or is it peace and grace? Now, we'll all know in our lives we'll probably have a little bit or one or the other. But don't give too much credit to the devil. Most of these things and changes, if you've been born again, is your responsibility. I could embarrass these guys. I say, in our Bible study, how do you wash yourself? I won't embarrass them because they say, oh, our minds go blank. We wash ourselves by reading God's Word. Because if we follow that, if we understand it, if we embrace it, it changes us as a people. It gives us new thoughts to think, and it provides us with wisdom. How much wisdom do you have in your life? Life with Christ and living in God's kingdom is where we should be. If you want to be successful in the kingdom, it's a 24/7 lifestyle. Yes, but I like to do this, and I like to do that. Well, we all do. But Christ died. He was separated. And this isn't to make you feel guilty. Please don't look at it like that. He allowed Himself to be sacrificed for you, so that you might be chosen, that you might be set free, that you might be given the keys to the kingdom of God in this world, so that you would be transformed and changed as individuals and as a church. But do you desire that? Do you desire that? You're really happy with the way that your life is. Don't you want light instead of darkness? Don't you want purpose instead of pointlessness? Don't you want blessings of God instead of the seduction of this world? Do you want a kingdom mindset so that your head is looking up, so that you see heavens rather than look to the ground because of your shame and guilt that Christ came to take away from you? What sort of person do you want to be in this existence, alive in Christ or dead in the world? Do you want to know who and what God is and what He's placed in your hands? It said in our Bible reading to obey, to have a sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord, that we would understand what our inheritance from God will be as a reward, and about serving Christ. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there will be no favoritism. Who tonight are you serving? Is it yourself or the King and his kingdom? Is it your family and home, or is it the King and his kingdom? Is it the own blessings that you generate, or is it the King and his kingdom? Do you know the location of your seed store? Is it in the kingdom? Or have you put that little nest egg away just in case? Are you successful in the kingdom? Or do you measure your own success? Are you a slave or are you a servant? Are you captured or are you free? Are you selfish rather than selfless? Do you know the inheritance that you've been given? And are you within the kingdom? And are you prepared to walk in the kingdom and receive the blessing? Kingdom living gives us great blessing. For it says, those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are you poor in spirit tonight? Do you reach out to the Spirit and say, Spirit, fill me. Spirit, I need you if I'm going to survive. Do you know that you are poor so that you might gain the kingdom? Or do you prefer to have nothing? Do you mourn for the lost so that you know that you will be comforted as the lost are found? Are you meek so that you would inherit the earth so that that would become the kingdom because you are livers within the kingdom? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness so that you would be filled and that wonderful righteousness that would be in your life you would be able to give to others? Do you show mercy or do you have contempt in your heart? And rather than blessings that should be on your lips for other people, rather outpours comes cursing and pain and suffering to others. You know, kingdom's words. Again, Cheryl will tell this, we've been learning in Girls for Swords, is the fact about what's God's words for you. You are my son. You are my daughter. I bless you. I encourage you. I give you life. I give you healing. I give you power. I give you all the promises that I have in my word. And if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to a tree, uproot yourself and walk into the sea, that this mountain would be lifted and be dropped in the ocean. Christ said, greater things that you will do than I would do. But how many of you claim that? How many of you desire it? Do you really want your lives to change so that would be fulfilled in your lifetime or in your sons and daughters' lifetime or your grandchildren's lifetime? That's what's available to you. But do you desire it so your lives would change in that way? Or are you afraid? You see, God desires for you to give up everything so that you might gain everything. Do you bring peace so the blessing of the Spirit is known? Are you as a people persecuted? You know, many people will say we're not a persecuted church in this country. And I know other churches have terrible persecution in the world, but I think we have the worst form of persecution in this country, the fact that we're ignored. We're derided, we're looked down upon. Most of our leaders, the nonsense they come out with regarding Christ and his word, and they don't seem to, I don't know if they're born again or not, perhaps. I'm judging them, so I'll get judged. But the nonsense that we have and how it makes our church and our Lord and our God look by these so-called learned men. say that our persecution is this. People think we're full of nonsense and we have nothing to offer. But rather, we have everything to offer, as Terry has proclaimed in his word tonight regarding how the universe was created. There's probably a whole load of scientific things behind it. Of course there is. But it was God who said, I desire a place for my people to be and inhabit. Are you salt and light of the world? Or is it when people come to you, they see that you're bitter and you leave a nasty taste when you leave a situation or place? Loved ones of God, let me encourage you to be within the kingdom of God. Christ came so that forever that you might be a kingdom people. He left his spirit so that you could be empowered, that you would have the power to open that gate and enter in. Enter his kingdom so that you would be transformed, and because of that you would transform the world. Loved ones of God, why live in the world? Why live in darkness? Why live and kick against the goads when you can live with Christ and his spirit so you would be his people and be alive with power and grace? Tonight I hope that you desire to be a kingdom liver, so that you would be an awesome people as you should be, so that you would desire to have the words of wisdom and righteousness upon your life and lips, that you would be changed and you would be an agent of change. For you see, Christ beckons you. The Spirit desires you. And God wants to bless you. Tonight I would ask that you would embrace this and that you would not reject it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for your people. Dear Lord, I ask that they would be a kingdom people, that they would walk proudly and with purpose within your kingdom, for what God has done, our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, that we would be transformed with power and grace, and that we would know and have wisdom upon our lips, and that we would not be afraid to anoint and touch and transform the lives of others because of who and what we are and because what God has done in our lives. Dear Lord, bless your people, encourage your people, pour your light and love upon them, and let them know that the Lord Jesus Christ is for them, and nothing will ever stand against them. Amen.